Awareness is awakening within the masses on this planet. The sum total of events as they quicken and unfold is seeping its way into everyone's reality. These events are orchestrated and designed to bring you collectively, as a species, to this new octave of light expression. This infusion from the galactic tidal wave of light comes from the future through portals you open on this earth plane as you follow and weave yourself through the journey and story we have shared with you. The masses are awakening. You see them around you and you feel the rumblings of consciousness, the internal earth changes, which will truly mark the rites of passage for all of humanity. We have, with the greatest assistance from our teachers, presented to this planet information that we feel can harmonize our purposes and pool our energies. We feel that we have given to this planet at this time a succinct message of inspiration, a message that holds waves of truth. It is a message to tickle, a message to entice and call forward that part of the self that has been hidden away and lying dormant. We feel that the material we have been sharing is to awaken within you what you know. It is to bring you to an understanding of the different versions of your reality's illusion as it has been sold to you, and to an understanding of what your part in all of this is or can be. We have stimulated each and every one of you with our thought-provoking messages. It has been our intention to move each one of you and stir you from some place, not to make you uncomfortable. You may make yourselves uncomfortable. We encourage you to find comfort. We also encourage you to climb a few mountain ranges of consciousness within yourself, to go to new places of comfort, and to find those valleys of eternal youth, eternal vitality, an ongoing expression of creativity. There you will find new vistas of consciousness and a galactic wave of light from the future. In this final message, we speak into the soul and heart of every one of you. We ask you to hear the call, to recognize it, and to step forward as a member of the family of light. Have the courage in all the days you walk this planet to live that light and share it with all you encounter. This does not mean to preach or sell that light. It means to live the light you know you are, to discover in the simplicity of your being the purpose of your existence, to blossom with it, and to reseed this place that is planet Earth in its deepest time of transition. The process of moving into this higher octave of understanding, this blending of dimensions and creation of new territory, will lead everyone through greater understanding of death. Your light will be needed. Your light represents what you know. It is time for you to share the discoveries and miracles of operating the physical vehicle in these times of change and transition that involve the death of the world as you know it. When there is a death, there is also a rebirth. Something dies, and something new is born. As this planet moves closer to these days of great change, each of you will be called upon to stand as pillars of light. You will show the way in times when people are desperate because the old ways are no longer solutions. They no longer fit and no longer apply. We have intimated that light brings about much of this chaos on the planet. So, during these times, your gifts will be needed. You cannot run and hide because you are needed to weave through the communities and bring alternative ways of being. You are needed to share your belief in creating reality through your thoughts, and to show others how this works by healing and creating new ideals of civilization and cooperation. As the days begin to unfold, they will reveal the ancient prophecies as they are coming alive. These ancient prophecies will be much more colorful and have their own versions of themselves as they teach this planet its greatest lessons. As you evolve, you carry what you know forward, and you share it and live it. You become a greater vessel or greater expression of light. Through this process, you will find that over the next few years, you will be catapulted beyond the speed of light with what you know. The abilities and talents and information that will come to you are simply inside of you. The light body is the body that holds the complete mutation of the species. It will be able to juggle realities through the shifting of consciousness by intent from one view to another, like turning the stations on a television. The light body will hold all of this encoded data and be able to translate it at will. Remember, matter is simply light that is trapped. As you build your light body, you are allowing a reorganization of the molecular structure, a loosening of your grip upon a certain aspect of materialism so that your spiritual understanding can be more in tune with your day-to-day life. The building of the light body is the allowing of less trapped matter to manifest and allow light, which is freer in expression and in seeking its own source, to become who you are so that you are not so solid. As you raise your vibratory rates, you become your light body. You will see the change in your body literally. Your body will become more vital, more youthful, more nourished in its own being, and definitely the processor of a multitude of information. It will become a super being. The building of the light body involves becoming a super being. Extending the longevity of the cellular body through rejuvenation and extension of cellular life is coming back into fashion. This is part of building the light body, a body that is not so dense, that does not self-destruct, that self-generates, and that self-replenishes. This is what you are all striving for. You would be your light body, and you would feel it, if your logical mind were not so worried about whether it is possible. Society is not telling you it is possible. We cannot emphasize enough to you that you must stop listening to society. This is going to be the hardest task for you to do and the biggest break for you to make. You have the societal self and the spiritual self, and you must decide which one is sacred. Which one is your source of authority? Let your intuitive self become your authority. Allow your intuitive self to be the standard bearer of your experience, which is experience no one else is going to validate. Your experience springs from the assignment that you are knowing and not necessarily remembering that you are on. If you approach all that you know with the stance that there is divine order and divine purpose, without your ego aspect comprehending it all the time, you will move rapidly through realities. There will be many different ways this galactic tidal wave of light will be experienced. Definitely, it will catapult everyone into some exaggerated version of their greatest opportunity. That, of course, is each person's choice. Our final words include a thank you to all of you who recognize the light source that is a part of your identity and that moves you to follow the silent whispers that echo down the golden spirals through the corridors of your own being. We honor you, we recognize you, and we are here to assist you. We are all here as the family of light to bring that choice and that freedom to evolve back onto this planet, to bring it to this place where it will shine as a portion of the living library, a new star, a new light on the horizons of many sentient worlds. We wait in the future for your past to intersect our present and catapult all of existence to a new octave, the highest octave of being. It is our great pleasure to have your assistance in this process.